I also forecast domestic terror attacks would increase. Obviously, hugely, unfortunately, they did. I told you immigration would be a game changer and a huge battleground. Boy, has immigration blown up or what over the past year? Give myself an A+ on that one. I told you that the middle class would be pronounced, it always was under this presidency, an enemy of the state. Guess what? New study came out 2 months ago. For the first time, the middle class is outnumbered by the combination of the very wealthy, which are very few, and the lower class. And that is because of the unrelenting and concerted war on America's middle class. You are the enemy of this state. I give myself an A+. I told you that in Obamacare, your premiums would go up tremendously. There would be adverse decisions against Obamacare, but he would ignore them or try and circumvent them. Okay, that the state exchanges for Medicaid would expand, creating all sorts of fiscal problems for certain states. Absolutely. You want to Google up California, Illinois, New York, even the states where the governors have been reluctant to implement the Medicaid provisions of Obamacare. You know, I mean, even Wyoming is now talking about maybe doing some of the Medicaid stuff. This is a ticking time bomb. This is as bad as the mortgage stuff in 2007. You wait and see. I'll have to give myself an A on that one, unfortunately. Okay, I told you there'd be more scandals. I told you that there'd be more people awakening to what this man and the government, the shadow government he has put in place, what they really are, what their true intent is, and what their true agenda is. I'll give myself an A on both of those. People are awakening. Take a look at the most recent polls. What, 77% do not trust the government to protect them from terror? 72% do not believe this president is serious about or taking the right steps to protect this, to protect our national security, and on and on and on. 64%, I think it is. I mean, give or take a few percent. They're all astronomical numbers. 64% thinks his handling of ISIS and foreign policy sucks. I can't believe it's only 64%. Nonetheless, there is an awakening. And then I finished up last year's show with the second show of the year, and I made one more prediction. That was Obama would compromise on nothing. He didn't care. He doesn't care. You know, you hear these pundits talking about he's worried about his legacy, and he's worried about he couldn't care less about his legacy. Not the legacy in the terms that these people are thinking. Understand this. This guy, everything that hurts this country, everything that moves its wealth within its boundaries, everything that moves its wealth to internationally, everything that cripples its military, everything that uplifts others and pulls down America to equalize the seat at the table, that is what this guy wants his legacy to be. In his mind, that's his legacy. So, on that last prognostication, which is in the second show below, that you're more than welcome to listen to, it was actually, I think, a great show, and tells you a lot about of a lot of other stuff leading into 2015, which is just as apropos going to 2016. I'll have to give myself, unfortunately, again, an A+. Now, let's talk about my prognostications for this year. Let me tell you my biggest prognostication of all, and this is directed to each and every one of you who are listening. Your families, your close friends, the people who think like you do, because we are the nucleus of the new America after things go really wrong. I mean, not only do you have a duty to you, your family, your close ones, your loved ones, you have a duty to this country to survive, to prosper, to be healthy. And I don't mean to be too melodramatic here. I'm telling you, it is the truth. So my first forecast for you is to be prepared food, water, fuel, to-go bags, batteries, energy, alternate sources of energy, you name it, firearms, ammunition. Be prepared. Obviously, it's a no-brainer with our national debt at 19 plus something trillion, and this guy with both handles on the spigot of federal spending wide open, with the Republican Congress slapping him on the back saying, go, Barry, go. That's not a very hard forecast, is it? Yeah, we'll hit our $20 trillion, unfortunately, and more. Okay, we're going to continue to bail out these insurance companies in Obamacare. I don't know if you know, but United Healthcare, the largest insurer in the country, is trying to leave Obamacare. And, of course, Barry can't have them leave. If all the insurance companies leave Obamacare, Obamacare is going to collapse. So how does he keep those companies in? He buys them off. It's crony capitalism, using your dollars, folks. And it's going to continue. In fact, it's going to continue on steroids in 2016. And you're going to see all sorts of things happening in 2016 with Obamacare. Because I told you last year that all the chickens were coming home to roost. All those deferrals, all those political, unconstitutional, illegal changes he had made to the law would finally be coming home to roost last year, and they did. A-plus on that prediction. Now, here's my next prediction, the follow-up. Guess when you're going to have to pay the bill? Guess when you're going to have to pay the penalties, the increased taxes, the Cadillac tax on a really nice plan, all that stuff this year. April 15th, 2016. Better start digging in your pockets. And by the way, premiums are going to continue to go up. Deductibles are going to continue to go up. Services continue to get crappy. There's nothing good about this bill, folks. And the three or four nice little chunks, the morsels that they used to close everybody's eyes to the real nexus and intent of Obamacare, pre-existing conditions, et cetera, they could be in any health care bill, folks, and not funded by the taxpayer, funded by the system. Do I think that's going to get done in 2016? No, I don't. I really don't. In fact, we may be stuck with Obamacare now. All right. Okay, look, this guy's going to go absolutely crazy on executive orders. I mean, he's tipped his hand a few times. He's going to call many of them presidential memorandums so that he can continue to say that he's given less executive orders than President XYZ. Well, yeah, okay. You add in the presidential memorandum, he's given four times more than anybody else. And one of the first ones you're going to see coming down the pike is gun control. Now, it's going to be a holy friggin' hell battle over it. But what he's hoping is what he hoped with Obamacare, successfully so far, hoped with Obamacare, and a host of other regulations. He proposes them. By the time the courts take them up and strike them down, they're ingrained, and he can't really get rid of them. You know, it's like he gives you a shot of something really nasty, some toxic substance. By the time you get the antidote is like only a partial cure. You're kind of stuck. You're kind of stuck with what he injected you with forever. And that is his plan. And he's done it very, very well. Okay, so you're going to see a whole bunch of executive orders on a whole wide range of topics, starting with gun control. Over the next two shows, I'm going to tell you more about that. And he's going to enlist the help of some of the progressive states, such as California and Illinois, which he's already done. That's in process. You're going to see several other states do the same. For instance, Virginia, just in the last week or two, repealed the law. The Virginia Attorney General. They couldn't go to the state legislature because the state legislature would have said no. The election a year ago was based on gun control in Virginia, and the gun control proponents got their butts kicked. So instead, the Democratic state attorney general has now ruled unilaterally, you know, taking his cue from the Obama White House at the federal level, that Virginia will no longer honor the concealed permit reciprocity with 26 other states affecting 6 million gun owners. What a bunch of crap. This is a government that's concerned about you? Really? Has there been one instance in Virginia that you can point to somebody coming in from out of state with a weapon that did not defend somebody and instead killed somebody? Come on. Wow. Anyway, I think, unfortunately, you're going to see this accelerate at the state levels also. Okay, there's going to be a ratcheting up of terror, folks. Again, same as forecast as last year, but on the next level. You're going to see terror in more places of much wider scale. And then additionally, you're going to see many more smaller terror attacks. By smaller, I mean, what do you call small? Some poor guy loses his life to an Islamic jihadi? I mean, that's a pretty huge thing to him, pretty huge thing to his family, friends, and coworkers. But I'm talking about there's going to be lots of, you know, onesie, twosie, threesies. You know, kind of death by a thousand paper cuts. And then there's going to be some huge doozies. And yes, you will see more terror here in the homeland. And yes, you'll see more terror in Europe. And until you go to the source of the terror and kill them, exterminate them like roaches, you will see nothing but an increase in terror. And until you arm your population, rather than standing in the way of its being armed, and train them in the use of arms, then your population will be mostly defenseless against the actual act. The government will always be reactive. And even in that case, as we have clearly seen over the last year, they will lie and they will cheat and they will obfuscate and they will try and tell us it's workplace violence and he had a bad school grade and all this BS. There are Islamic jihadists, Islamic extremists, Islamic terrorists. That is what they are. No amount of excuses can change it. There's only two things that can change it. Somebody else in the room with them with a gun, or killing them before they get here. Oh, and not letting them in. Which brings us to immigration. So Barry is now in this, trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes. He leaks this thing that he's going to be deporting. He's going to send out his teams. They're going to pick up all these legal aliens, and they're going to deport them. In the meantime, very quietly, he has authorized, by the way, against the orders of federal courts. I mean, now he's thumbing his noses at the courts, never mind Congress and the Constitution. Against the orders of federal courts, he has authorized thousands of work visas for illegal aliens who were otherwise slated for deportation. Not only is he allowing them to stay, he's giving them your job. Couple that with $3,000 incentives to companies to hire illegal aliens. I'm not making that up, folks. It actually exists. Your job is at jeopardy to an illegal alien who's going to send 90% of their money they make back across the border to some other country. A little fact, of course, the progressives don't like to talk about. You're going to see that increase. You're going to see more and more skirmishes over this immigration, more and more scummy, underhanded tactics of the left and of Barry and crew are going to come to light. You're going to see those Syrian refugees, mostly Muslim, very few Christian, brought into this country no matter that 75% of the American public says no until this system is fixed. And you're going to see many of them commit acts of terror or get involved in sales who will in the future commit or try to commit acts of terror. It's unbelievable, really. I mean, unbelievable. Hillary being scuttled. I don't know. You know, Barry's kind of stuck now. Now that his favorite playboy henchman, the Vice President Biden, decided not to run, and he couldn't have a little puppet lackey in the White House, his next best hope is Hillary. You think Loretta Lynch is going to prosecute Hillary for these blatant lies, lies to Congress, perjury, fraud, breaches of the Espionage Act? I mean, this is black and white now. This is, there's no question about it. The emails are out there. Did you know they did a document dump of 5,500 emails on New Year's Eve? That's how desperate they are for people not to look at this stuff. Is she going to be prosecuted? Obviously not. More lawlessness, which will lead to more lawlessness by example at lower levels of government. It's outrageous. Voter fraud. You're going to see voter fraud like you've never seen before. I've posted several articles over the past 4 months. I've talked about this. You're going to see voter fraud in the digital sense. You're going to see voter fraud in the multiple registrations by people, particularly in states that are now allowing people, as the progressives want them to do, to register the same day they vote. Really? So you're telling me that somebody can literally drive to four states in the same voting day and register in four states? How are they going to check that? They're not. This is like the easiest thing in the world to do. You walk in, you have somebody's utility bill, you slap it on the table. You might not even need that. You register to vote and you vote. You jump in your car, you drive 2 hours across the state line to state X. You do the same thing. You jump in your car, you drive 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever, to the next state. Do the same thing. I mean, this is going to be unbelievable. I've posted articles here on the show about counties, you can't make this up, who have more people on the voter roll than live in the county. You know, we're talking like dead people, dual people, triplicate people. It's voter fraud. And the Democrats are going to pull every string they can because they have no respect for law, the Constitution, or the sanctity of one vote, one person. They care not about the Republic. They certainly care not about you and I. The GOP. Wow. Lots of people ask me to opine on this for the upcoming year. You know, I'm not sure I can opine. I don't know which way this party's going to go. I don't know if this party's going to really exist in the form we know it. I mean, you have these reprehensible establishment Republican consortings with Obama on key points that they promised not to consort with him on, supporting them and funding them when really their only power is the power of the purse. And then you have, you know, the charging young bucks outside the establishment, whether they be Tea Party or whether they simply be conservative, who are trying to toe the line. I don't know what the outcome is going to be there. But there's a battle raging for the very soul of the Republican Party. And I don't know if they're going to go the way of the Whig Party in 1852. Or whether they're going to make it. I don't know. Don't know. I think you might see a third party run by a credible candidate. I do not think it'll be Trump. I think it could be Jim Webb. And I think he would mostly hurt Hillary. That would be a really good thing. Of course, that's if he can survive the voter fraud. I'm going to still project that oil is going to be up over the course of 2016. I was dead wrong on that in 2015, but I think all those elements which should have driven it higher in 2015 are in place and doubly as intensive for 2016. So enjoy those low oil prices now, folks, because I don't think you're going to see them for the entirety of this year. The dollar. Once again, I was wrong about that. Thought the dollar would be weaker by the end of the year. I'm still forecasting the dollar to be weaker by the end of 2016. Military and law enforcement. I'm going to forecast that law enforcement and military are more and more going to be standing up to the legislative and executive branches, particularly progressive executive branches of cities, counties, states, and at the federal level. I think they have flat had it, and rightfully so. And I think more and more you're going to see progressives like Rahm Emanuel, like Barry Obama. You're going to have see their throats cut with a feather. You know, Barry goes on and says the war on terror is under control and they're contained. ISIS is contained. And a week later, Odierno, the new Joint Chiefs of Staff, goes to Congress and goes, no, they're not. Just flat and simple. I mean, he didn't equivocate. No, they're not. They're not contained. Barry says, this wasn't terror. This was this. This was this. Kumi from the FBI comes on and goes, no, it was terror. I mean, you're seeing direct contradictions now of this so-called commander-in-chief and his disgusting fledglings and henchmen in his various agencies in his White House. You haven't seen that before. There's a lot of people in the law enforcement and military branches starting to stand and going, no, I'm not doing this anymore. The folks are going to get the truth, and I'm going to do the right thing. Good for them. You're going to see more and more of that this year with a greater and greater awakening of the American public, I might add. You're going to see more and more regulations this year. I mean, you're going to see additional power plant rules through the EPA. They're going to torque their carbon emissions limits, okay, which last year they, out of their butt, said had to be cut by 32% by 2030. You know, everybody's in an uproar. There's lawsuits going on over the place. You're going to see the EPA intensify their ozone limits, which is expected to cost businesses, states, and local governments over $1 trillion, folks, just with the regulations from last year, where they lowered it from 75 parts per billion to 70 parts per billion. The greenies, which fund that branch of the government and have Barack Obama and Hillary's ear, want it lowered to 65 parts per billion. Never mind what China and India and everybody else is doing. Let's go ahead and torque ourselves into the economic toilet. Okay? You're going to see the EPA wiggling and squiggling around after all the lawsuits on the Clean Waters Act, where literally, and I've talked about this in my shows, put it in the search bar and listen to them, where literally they can control the runoff from your roof and the puddle in your driveway and fine you. They're going to lose on that. They've already lost twice the Supreme Court in the last 10 years, but they continue to work on it. Find little wedges here and there and play with these regulations, all of which, by the way, by federal law, have to be reviewed if they have a cost in excess of $100 million, none of which have been reviewed. I mean, these regulations themselves are in breach of federal law. Does anybody care? Does anybody do anything? Mitch McConnell, John Boehner, now departed, Paul Ryan, hello? Anybody awake up there? Wow. Union election rules. You know, the National Labor Relations Board, which has been stacked by Obama. I mean, they're going to continue to try and make it easier for unions to organize, and they're going to try and make it easier for unions to take involuntarily money from your pocket if you're in a union shop to go to the union bigwig so they can live a cushy lifestyle and spend their money on political bents, which is, you know, more crony capitalism and voter fraud, I might add. What other regulations? Yeah, the ambush election year, election rule at the National Labor Relations Board, you know, how long it takes a union to organize within a company, housing rules. I've posted articles in this and talked about it. Okay. The federal government now has the power to go into your neighborhood, let's say in Cherry Hills, Denver, or, you know, Arlington Heights, Chicago, or any hoity-toity place, and take, buy, condemn whatever they want, and put up low-income housing right next to your $5 million house. Congratulations for you for working your butt off, your family working their butt off for 30 years to get to what you want. I'm not saying I agree with having a $5 million house, but you know what? Your work, your life, your money, God bless you. Well, you know, they're even going to get down to trying to regulate e-cigarette rules. You're going to see a flood of regulations. There were over 3,000 new regulations by this intentional maniac in the White House just in the past 6 months of 2015, folks. And it's going to continue unabated, a landslide, which is going to be hurting the economy and hurting the enemies of the state, the middle class. And you're going to see them continue to play the race card, continue to try and fan and foment racial tensions and divides. Hillary is going to fan the divides of gender. Hispanics, Hispanic activists, the La Raza people who are in the White House, you know, we should give all the lands back to Mexico from the 1846 war. So California, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, you all go back to Mexico. Been nice having the United States. Thank you. You're going to continue to see that whole thing boil over, stoked by the never-ending supply of kindling by Barry and crew. I mean, they love it. They love it. And, of course, you're going to see a continued broken immigration system, hundreds of thousands of more illegal aliens coming in, all of them paid for by you and me, and along with tens of thousands, I'm probably light, of refugees from the Middle East, most of them Muslim. You're going to see a continued resistance to calling a spade when it comes to Islamic terrorism. In fact, next week I'm going to be talking about how radical mosques, for instance, the Mosque of Greater Kansas City, who is owned by an outfit that owns 300 mosques in a number of cities around the United States, including the mosque that those two nasty boys, those two nasty brothers in Boston went to, you know, the Boston Marathon bombers. They own these 300 mosques, and they're getting millions and millions and millions of your dollars in the form of grants from this federal government. In fact, this Greater Kansas City Mosque has gotten $2.7 million of your money in the past 2 years, most of which has been funneled to Hamas. I mean, I get angry just talking about it. You're going to continue to see that play out. As Barry, who is at the least a Muslim sympathizer, continues to help his friends out in every way, shape, and form he can, including protecting their sorry Islamist asses. Okay, so I could go on with prognostications, but I think we've hit kind of the highlights. Europe, by the way, is going to be a basket case by the end of the year. So is Japan. They're on a downward spiral. China will continue to exert its influence and expand its reach in the South China Sea, almost unchallenged by the Obama administration, and Putin is going to have his way with Obama in about every way, shape, and form imaginable over five different continents over the course of 2016. Remember, the next 12 months are the most dangerous in American history, folks. The enemies of America know they got 12 months to do their stuff, without ramifications, and in some cases, with assistance of this White House. Next week, gun control and the slimy, slimy, slimy story of the federal government funding Islamic Jihad right here in the United States with your tax dollars. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. You have a great Saturday. Have a great year, despite all the things they will try and do to undermine that. We are Americans. We are America. And we shall prevail.
Please remember, if you've missed any shows, just click on Show Archive and you'll find all of his shows. We look forward to seeing you here again next week for another episode of Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side.